The episode you're about to listen to is a special edition of The Startup Show, recorded during Grit Daily's live event at South by Southwest. Here we have an expansive range of topics and featured experts from various industries. Enjoy.
So I'm here at Grit Daily Lively House. I'm Mac. I'm a reporter with CNBC, and I've got the leadership team here with me from Nodal. Guys, introduce yourselves.
Well, my name is Misha Benoliola. I'm the co-founder and CEO of at Nodal. And we are super excited to be here at South By to announce the launch of a new app built on the network, which is called Click.
Fantastic. And I've also got Jeff here.
And I'm Jeff Roberto, CMO at Nodal, helping Misha build Click.
All right. So today we're talking about fighting fake news in a post-AI media world. 2024 is really this fascinating barometer because you've got a banner election year, 2 billion voters in 50 countries heading to the polls. Like, we're already starting to see some of these AI tools at work in New Hampshire in January. You had a fake version of President Biden's voice being used in these automatically generated robocalls to discourage Democrats from taking part in the primary. That is one of multiple examples. I imagine this is just going to heat up as the year goes on. And my question to you guys is, you know, how worried are you about these types of tools being used to disrupt upcoming elections?
Well, it's a very big concern. If you just to mention one recent statistics, which is the number of images generated by AI in the last year and a half, is about 15 billion images.
Oh,
and
wild.
To give you an idea, it's the equivalent of 150 years of photography. So if we all don't do something to participate into pushing more authentic content onto the internet, we're going to live in the Machovsky movie of the 1999, The Matrix, pretty soon.
Yeah.
So we have to do something about it.
And so in terms of doing something about it, you mentioned that you've got this new product launch. Click is being built on top of the Nodal network. Walk me through what the product is and what problems you're trying to solve with it.
So the big problem we see is it's more important than ever, actually, to know if the content is authentic because of all these fake news around, because of the technology evolving with generative AI. And so when you use the Click camera app, it's very simple. You just take a photo, you take a video. It records all the metadata linked to that media within the photo or the video. So it means your location, the time, all the parameters of the device that took the photo. And all that information is stored into the media, pushed onto the decentralized internet on IPFS, and then recorded on the Nodal chain. And we use the Nodal network to help prove the location, to make sure we have high accuracy for the location, and the chain to actually prove the time. And it gives you a proof of authenticity of all the content you generate. And the beauty of it is you can share it on any social, any messaging, creates a preview, and then anyone can verify basically the origin of that content. And pretty soon, because it's on blockchain, and with the railway of blockchain, people will be able to tip you, people will be able eventually to buy your media. So we are pretty excited by this launch.
I do feel like it's very interesting because typically when you think about the intersection of Web3 and AI, it feels sort of hand-wavy, but this feels like a very tangible product that's very necessary. Jeff, you want to jump in?
Yeah, I was going to say two things. One, in terms of the consumer workflow here, it's pretty simple. It's a camera app. So you open the app, defaults to camera, you capture, and you swipe once you capture your photo or video. And when you swipe, you're essentially signing it to create the digital proof, and then you're sharing it wherever you want. So messengers, social networks, anywhere in the world. And anyone can see what you've just captured and all the metadata, and they don't need to have the app to do that. So you're creating or capturing with the app and then essentially broadcasting and sharing with the world.
Okay, so let's play this out. That example that I gave of the fake robocalls with President Biden's voice in January, how would Click have fit into that? It's more image and video based,
it's
right?
It's image and video today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then is it potentially going to expand into audio?
Potentially.
Yeah.
But already a lot of work to do image and video work well, and it's also a big addressable market. So
yeah,
especially for, other issues beyond actually the robot calls. If you look at big influencers today, some people steal their video online, change their faces, their voice, and repost these to actually generate revenue.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a big issue for influencers, creators around the world as well.
And so let's focus on politics. So this election cycle in the U.S. in particular, how would a voter, like if they come across a video and they want to know if it's authentic, like they see President Biden or, you know, Trump who's running again, saying something that seems pretty outrageous, how would somebody then use this app to try to verify authenticity?
So our app is... it's basically built so you must capture the content with it, and then a digital proof is produced.
And so, could you check if a video out there is on the blockchain and printed on the nodal blockchain?
So today we can't do retroactive checks on stuff that was captured outside of our app. Mm-hmm. But if it was captured through our app, then yes, you'd be able to check.
Yeah, you can go on the content on the webpage, and you will see all the metadata attached to the photo. You can see it's been recorded on chain. You can even go to the record on chain and see if the hash of the media is the same recorded on chain than the hash of the photo or the video. And that's where you can know if it has been modified or edited and if it's not an original.
So walk me through some of the ideal use cases here. First, in the context of elections, but there's so many outside of that. You mentioned influencers, but election cycle this year, really a banner year. So when would Click make sense for a voter? Or is it the campaigns that should be using them? Like who's your ideal user here?
It's really both sides. So it's the public figures themselves, and then it's people out there. It's the general public, right? Just verifying that this person said this thing at this location at this time, right? And whether that's photo, video, that's all possible. And then it's the public figures themselves using it to just verify maybe they're at a certain place, at a certain location, and not somewhere else on that particular day or that time.
Yeah, the team of the presidentials, for example, should all use this app. So when they post content on social, people can verify exactly what the candidate has said. And basically, people are able to verify that way.
Got it. Okay. So it's really just about like making sure you've downloaded this app and any content you capture is used with this app. We took a photo before this podcast started.
Sure.
So we could verify authenticity of the fact that it is indeed us here in Austin taping this podcast.
Correct.
But okay. It's a little bit like a YouTube link. You can embed that video or that photo after on any other web page. So you can push it on any social, any messaging. You will have a preview. You don't even need to have the app, but you can still verify and see the content.
And I feel like, you know, more than ever, verifying point of origin is so key. A video of the Pentagon on fire was posted and markets moved on that. So like outside of elections, I mean, there are so many different concerns about how fake content can really impact the market, the news cycle, the way that people vote and think.
Well, yeah. Look at what happened with... just the SEC announcement earlier of the ETF Bitcoin.
The spot Bitcoin ETF. So, I remember that day.
So imagine if instead, even if they had been hacked, if they had actually all their releases and media communication authenticated on blockchain, basically this could be completely avoided.
Mm-hmm. Now, is anyone else doing this? Who are your competitors? How is Click different?
I mean, at the end of the day, we're competing with the camera OS, right? Because we are a new camera to authenticate content with. And I think, you know, the use cases are broad, right? So we're talking beyond politics, beyond public figures, you know, creators, influencers, educators, even public safety, just citizens in a city that want to verify content's real or something actually happened, you know, at a certain location. And I think at the end of the day, it's really about, you know, competing with the local camera on device. And I don't think people will use one, for everything. I think they're gonna bounce between based on the scenario.
So, who are your rivals right now?
Sorry,
who are you competing with? Are you really?
Well, you could say that some tools actually are now checking the provenance that supports a new open standard, which is C2PA, and we are one of the first ones to support it and make it available on every phone.
Gotcha.
So not only you get the record on blockchain for immutability and ownership, but you also get the provenance protocol characteristics basically attached to your media.
You know, Jeff, one of the things that we were talking about is like your business model. Like how do you generate revenue to stay competitive? So walk me through what that looks like.
Yeah, so there's multi dimensions here. And the way I view it is, you know, we have a consumer case, we have a prosumer or a professional case for working professionals, and then we have an enterprise case. So on the consumer side, there are things like subscriptions, marketplace, potentially even tipping.
Talk to me about tipping because, you know, formerly Twitter, now X, tried that out a couple of years ago. There's been back and forth on other platforms that have integrated this into their systems. What does it look like for you guys?
So for us, I think it's, you know, someone's capturing content, that content is seen as valuable. Maybe it's used in a news story. Maybe it's used on an influencer blog or some public place. And others see that, and they're thanking the creator or the capturer of that image or that video in the form of tipping, mm-hmm. right?
And it goes beyond that. I have a very simple example. It happened a couple of days ago. We posted a blog post, and we looked at some photos taken on Click, and we took one of basically the user of Click, one of his photos, for someone who was in Brazil. And because we have the wallet address of that person, then we just sent money to that person directly with Nodal token.
Mm.
And we received an amazing message. Oh, that's amazing. You changed my life. I'm so happy. I'm a big supporter and fan. And we think these kind of things are going to be more and more possible as basically media content is linked to a blockchain record, which proves ownership. And we're pretty excited by that. Other feature that I would love to see on the app, by the way, since we talked about Bitcoin before, is give for the super fan users eventually potentially be able to make a record of their photo or video on the Bitcoin blockchain directly as an option. And that, I think, is going to be, for the big crypto fan, a big feature. Yeah.
A couple of like quick sidebar questions out of what you just said. One, it has been this craze in altcoins. And you see that happen every bull run just because they're seen as like a bargain buy compared to your blue chips. And you mentioned the Nodal token. I haven't looked to see, like, how is that trading? Did you see a surge in price this week?
Well, the Nodal token, I would say, is doing okay.
Yeah.
And as we onboard more and more people, we have now more than a million token holders on chain, which is an amazing number we just crossed last week. And I think the bull still around Bitcoin, around Ethereum, some new L2, because it's becoming trendy. But I think we haven't seen yet what's going to happen on the markets for all the altcoins out there. And we're going to be part of that,
So one other thing that you just triggered a thought. You mentioned potentially wanting to mint or like... I don't know how this works with cross-chain accessibility, but obviously everything right now in terms of verifying these photos is happening on the Nodal blockchain. You potentially like mentioned the potential for doing something on the Bitcoin blockchain. And there has been this absolute surge in interest in terms of L2s, these layer two companies building on top of Bitcoin. A lot of VCs are investing in this space in a way that they haven't before. And I guess my question to you is that the goal here, to expand beyond Nodal, to have these verified photos and videos live on other blockchains, or how does that work?
Well, you have to be practical when you look at these things. I think it's expensive to make a record on the block on the Bitcoin network. Mm. So no, we want to grow the Nodal chain. For some people who are really fan and they are kind of... the early people who really love Bitcoin, eventually it's an option. You can also add a record of that media on the Bitcoin blockchain.
Okay, so Jeff, you run marketing for Nodal, and I think that's the biggest question, right? Like, how do you make people aware of this product? Like, how do you scale its growth? Because if it's a cool tool, but if nobody's using it, then it doesn't really solve a problem. So what's your game plan?
Yeah, so the way I view this, and I've worked for mobile apps for a very long time, and the way I'm viewing this right now is... it's all about getting key folks, influencers or folk creators using us and building us into their workflow, right? I'm not expecting people to adopt us fully and use them for everything that they're doing, but for specific things. And I think that starts to spread awareness and starts to grow the network. Likewise, we've just launched a brand new slideshow feature on our website that geolocates images and video. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to get important because we'll launch that around specific events. So we have one running now for South By, and like you can imagine how this goes, right? We can do one for the Olympics. We can do one for major events in the world, and people can look into that to see what's happening and authentic content coming from those types of events. And I think that kind of awareness will get more people installing the app and contributing.
And Misha, like we were just talking before this started about how we were both in Hong Kong during the Umbrella Revolution. You are a veteran in terms of creating these types of apps that really help people connect. So back then it was more about, you know, a lot of the protesters needing to find, a platform that would enable communication to facilitate the kind of mass gatherings that were happening at the time. So, you know, kind of taking that experience, you're building it now into an AI world that's totally unprecedented, much different to what we were looking at 10 years ago. I guess walk me through your thoughts about how you're trying to reach more people and how your past experiences have informed the way that you're approaching Click.
Well, just to give you some experience, before Hong Kong, actually, which happened actually almost 10 years ago now, The app originally at that time was built for Burning Man.
Really?
So it was a messaging app that enables you to exchange messages when there is no internet signal, and it was a peer-to-peer mesh, so message could go from one phone to another, and that way be spread out. And it found its best use case by actually helping the students organize the pro-democracy protest of the Umbrella Revolution. And each time there was a big event for pro-democratic event, or there was like a disruption linked to a disaster, basically the app was surging and being used. So we had that experience with that app. And I would say for Click, we feel the timing is perfect. You have these new protocols for provenance that are becoming mature. Blockchains can scale much better now than 5 years ago. And then you have this generative AI trend, which we know if we don't do anything, we're going to live literally in the matrix in a couple of years from now. We won't be able to know what is real or not. So we think it's super important. I'm a big fan actually of protecting and defending democracy. I saw the effect of an app like 10 years ago in Hong Kong and how people were actually blown away. The students were coming to me, thank you for what you were doing, and simply thank you for making that tool. So we think it can actually help all of us. So we should all be adopting actually Click and push more and more content on the internet.
I also feel like, I mean, you guys are just launching now. You're talking about some of the other products that are coming down the pike, other functionalities you're looking to add. It must just be such an arms race to keep up, because like the tools are just like evolve, like on the generative AI side, are evolving so quickly and they're so powerful. So how do you guys deal with that in terms of trying to keep up?
You make a very good point. That's why also we think the... If you try to detect what generative AI has generated, or if an image or a video is fake, it's basically a cat and mouse game. You're going to figure out when it is sometimes, and then technology is going to catch up and make something even more evolved, more sophisticated, and you won't be able to catch it the next time. So we feel that the right approach is actually authenticating content on chain, as many content as possible on chain, because once it is on chain, it's immutable and you know it's real. So it's I think that's the right path. It's obviously, I would say, a bit harder because you need to use the tool, you need to use the app. So what we want is really push this tool in as many hands and as many phones possible.
And how many like direct conversations are you having with, I don't know, like some of the presidential contenders? Or I mean, because really that's where you need the adoption, like the institutional players, whether it's politics or, I don't know, some of the other bigger voices that really need this solution. So are you actively talking to Biden's campaign team or Trump's campaign team, or, you know, anyone else who's kind of throwing their hat in the ring politically speaking outside the U.S.?
Yeah, we're starting that now, honestly, because we just launched Android a few weeks ago, right? So we launched iOS end of Q4, and we just launched Android. So now that we're cross-platform and functional on any phone, we're starting to have those conversations.
Yeah, because I mean, I know that I've been focusing on the U.S. election cycle, but like I said, 2 billion voters around the world in this, like in 2024, are headed to the polls. I imagine that this would be a really empowering tool as governments look to protect and enshrine democracy.
Definitely. I think all the teams from the different candidates should actually be using that tool. And candidates need to be aware, and more people need to be aware of a solution like Click. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got 2 minutes left here. Talk to me about, you know, forward thinking. Yes, we've talked a lot about elections. We've talked a lot about what your tool looks like in its next iteration. But what keeps you up at night? When we think about an AI world, fake news, like it was already bad before all these tools existed. So what are you worried about? And what do you, like, what's the next generation of things that you're trying to fix and address?
There is a quote that I read actually in a book on Web3 that just got published, and I think I saw you actually interviewing Chris Dixon a couple of weeks ago.
Last week in Denver.
Yeah, and he said basically authenticity should become an internet primitive. And I think I'm fighting for that. We are all fighting for that at Nodal, is actually make authenticity an internet primitive. And I mean, it's a great fight to take. I had a message this morning from a reporter who told me, misinformation and disinformation is basically the biggest thing right now. We should all be fighting misinformation and disinformation. We should all be doing that. And we think we are participating to do that with the Click app.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot about it in the role that I'm in as a journalist. I was at CNN before CNBC, and it just has been a problem from the beginning. And it's just something that we continue to try to address. Jeff, you want to jump in at all?
I was just going to second what Misha said. I think the reality that, you know, you can have in 12 months have 150 years worth of photos taken. That's just gonna get faster now. And there needs to be a way to navigate that. And as a consumer, you're gonna need tools. Right? And Click is a tool to help you navigate that.
Thank you both for joining me. Definitely going to be following progress of Click, trying it out myself. Again, thank you to Grit Daily Lively House for having us. A lot of conversations are going to be on the AI space in the next few days here at South by Southwest. But thank you both.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thank you.